Water safety looks a little different to every child. Today we're exploring what that means for children who are deaf or hard of hearing. Joining us to talk about that today is Bev Hunter, Senior Community Education Officer, Trainer and Assessor with the Royal Life Saving Society. Bev will chat to us about the extra communication barrier that deaf and hard of hearing children face around the pools, waters and beaches. She'll share simple, practical ways with parents, carers and swim teachers can help every child build confidence and safety skills and stay safe in the water no matter how they hear the world. Good morning and thanks for joining us, Beverly.
Good morning, Rosemary. Thank you.
Now, Beverly, we're going to be talking about an incredibly important message, and that's about water safety, specifically for children who are deaf or hard of hearing.
Water safety is important for every child, but aquatic environments can present some additional challenges for children who are deaf or hard of hearing. A lot of information we rely on around water is communicated through sound, things like whistles, shouted warnings, or public announcements. If a child can't hear those warnings, we need to make sure there are other ways for them to understand what's happening and stay safe.
Now, Beverly, does being deaf or hard of hearing mean a child is at a greater risk around water?
It can create some additional risks, but it certainly doesn't mean a child can't be safe around water. The important thing is recognising those communication barriers and adapting how we teach and supervise. Clear visual signals, maintaining eye contact, and making sure children know how to attract attention if they need help can make a real difference. And close, active supervision is essential, just as it is for every other child.
Yeah, of course. Now, what can a swim teacher or in an aquatic facility do to make swimming lessons more inclusive?
There are lots of very practical things they can do. Teachers can use clear visual demonstrations, agreed hand signals, and simple visual instructions, and also make sure the child can see them before giving an instruction. Facilities themselves can also look at visual warning systems and make sure the staff understand the communication needs of deaf and hard of hearing participants. Most importantly, though, ask the family what works best for their child rather than making assumptions.
Absolutely. And Beverly, what can parents and carers do to help keep their children safe around water all the time, whether they're deaf or not, eh?
Exactly. Well, before going swimming, it's a good idea to talk with your child about the environment you're about to enter and agree on some simple visual signals. For example, how you'll tell them to come out of the water or get their attention. Try and choose patrolled locations where possible. Check the conditions before entering the water and always maintain close supervision. It's also important to remember that beaches, rivers and lakes can change quickly, so children need to know what to look for, not just what to listen for.
Mm-hmm. And what are the key messages that you'd like families and the community to take away from our chat this morning?
Well, Royal Life Saving would like to give the message that every child deserves the opportunity to learn and swim and develop strong water safety skills. Being deaf or hard of hearing shouldn't be a barrier to participating safely in swimming and aquatic activities. With inclusive teaching, accessible communication and good supervision, children can build confidence, independence and lifelong water safety skills. It's about making the environment work for the child, not expecting the child to fit the environment.
What a great conversation. That's such an important reminder. Water safety isn't one size fits all. There are some really practical takeaways there for parents, carers and swim teachers alike when it comes to keeping deaf and hard of hearing children safe around water. With the right visual cues, clear communication and close supervision, every child can build confidence in the water. A huge thanks for sharing those insights with us today, Bev. And you are, as I said before, the Senior Community Education Officer, Trainer and Assessor with the Royal Life Saving Society Queensland. And if you'd like more water safety tips from Royal Life Saving Society Queensland, jump onto our podcast at 1015fm.com.au.